From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled ROBACK.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Hi guys, good morning, happy Monday. How was everybody's weekend? Well, it's officially fall now. It was officially fall, I guess, on Friday too, but now it really feels like it. Wow, so many interesting responses from Friday's episode. I mean, seriously, I think every single person on this earth has been cheated on. We got so many nice DMs. I'll just read one or two. Hi, Tinks. Just listened to your pod about cheating. I was cheated on 4 years ago by my boyfriend I stayed with after. I just started therapy to cope with this years later, since I felt too shameful to even deal with it at the time. Your pod really helped me about them. Not you, really helped me. Thanks for everything. You're so welcome. I got quite a few messages like that. It's can be really, really difficult not to internalize and not to take it so personally. And I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with, especially for my millennial sisters out there, the way that cheating was portrayed in the media when we were growing up. Like, I always think about the Brad and Jen scandal, and you know how they painted Jennifer Aniston to be this kind of like sad woman, and you know whatever, and they kind of put Angelina and Jen against each other, like, ooh, the two women. And it was not at all about Brad Pitt being a shithead, you know. It wasn't all about it. The headline was never like, he's a cheating fuck. It was like, ooh, whose side are you on? Remember, there was even those shirts that they sold at Kitson. It was like Team Jen, Team Angelina. Can you fucking imagine? Like, it's flabbergasting when you think about it. So especially for my millennial girlies out there, I know how personally we take things, and I know how much negative energy we absorbed from the media growing up. So I really want to hammer that home over and over again. So today I have it came to me on the treadmill on my Rich Mom walk. I have never done an episode about this, but it's funny because it's not my sole purpose. One of my main purposes in life is to raise the self-worth of other women. So this episode is going to be one of my five things, and it's going to be five things that you can do to raise your self-worth and your self-esteem. Okay. And it's funny because I didn't even really think about my self-worth until probably 3 years ago. I thought a lot about confidence. I thought about confidence since probably when I went to college, because I've said this before, but when I arrived at Stanford, I had this realization that no one knew who I was. I could start completely anew. And I said to myself, nobody knows if I'm confident or not. So I can pretend to be confident and people will believe it. And that's exactly what I did. Confidence is a different thing. And I think it's very important to recognize the difference. It's a different episode, and I'm happy to do an episode on that too. But today, I want to talk about self-worth. And I think the reason that I was thinking about it is because of the cheating episode, and I was thinking about, you know, what women accept and how they view themselves. And I just think it's extremely important. I think self-worth is also different than self-esteem, only slightly. Going back to that episode of the Foster Sisters podcast with Todd Rose, he says, self-esteem is the judgment of yourself against the alignment of your beliefs and behaviors. That is super relevant to what I want to talk about as kind of the backdrop. And I think that that's, you know, that's so true. So if you are suffering from low self-esteem, then you need to examine what your behaviors are against your beliefs. So everybody has a set of beliefs, right? So for example, on Friday's podcast, when I was talking about cheating, I said that for me, cheating goes against my moral code. That's my moral code. That's my belief. Therefore, it would follow if I cheated on my boyfriend or whatever, a person I was seeing, that would lower my self-esteem. So to me, that's a very useful thing to keep in mind, because if you feel your self-esteem slipping and you don't know why, it could be because you are doing something that doesn't align with your beliefs. It could also mean that your beliefs are wrong, right? You could also have a belief that is no longer serving you. So say you have a really difficult job out of college and your whole life you think, oh, it's really important for me to be like an investment banker. And then you are trying really hard at it and you don't like it and it's making you feel bad about yourself. In that case, I would say it's not the behavior, it's the belief, right? It's the belief that your only option is to be an investment banker and work yourself 9 to 5. So it's complex. It's really interesting. So self-esteem, think about that. Think about your set of beliefs, moral or otherwise, and then think of your behaviors against them. That's the equation of self-esteem. If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams' fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams, because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie. And also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dreams socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles, from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring forward looks, okay? I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure and I am ready for open-toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. Today, I want to give you five things to raise your self-worth. And I think it's so important because, again, like I said, I think for women, it has a lot to do with what we accept for ourselves. And you know how I always talk about women are like rubber bands. We just stretch and stretch and stretch. And I think a lot of us have the belief that like, oh, the more I take on, the higher self-worth I'll have. And I don't think that that's true. I actually think it's the opposite. I actually think there's a lot of power in saying no. And then when you say no to things, it can actually raise your self-worth. Okay, shut up, Tinks. Get to the five things. We love a list. This Virgo loves a list. Okay, number one, do things for others. Don't roll your eyes. I'm not trying to be Mother Teresa here. This is an actual, genuine, serious thing that I have found to massively raise my self-worth. Especially doing things for people who can do nothing for you. That is so helpful for self-worth. And this is a scale, right? This can be as small as doing like a favor for someone. It can be as small as doing charity work. Not that that's small, sorry, you know what I mean? But it can be as like low barrier to entry as just, you know, going to a soup kitchen or whatever. But this is how you should live your life, is in service of others. I've told this story before, but when I was going through my Saturn return and I went to that place in Sedona and I had this reading with this woman, she was like, I was really lost. I was just about to move to LA. And she was like, you are not using all your talent and you need to be in service to others. And at the time, I was still thinking I wanted to like work in fashion or marketing. And I was like, what is she on about? Like, I don't really want to work in charity. Because that's how small-minded I was. I thought the only way that you can live in service to others is to do charity work. Completely not the case. There are 1 million ways to live in service of others. And when I started to do TikTok and when I started to give advice and when I started to answer DMs and talk to you guys, I realized that's what she was talking about, is that I was put on earth to make other people feel good and make a safe space for especially women to share their stories and to bond over the experience of life. And so even if your job has nothing to do with helping people, there is a way to make it be about helping people. And there's a way to live your life and think about, and there's a way to live your life, which is in service to others. And I'll be honest, guys, even my therapist, whenever I'm having like what we call a low mood, when I'm really, really bad, down bad, just like, you know, Mr. D is creeping in or Mr. Anxiety is like ruining my brain. She says, what can you do for other people today? What can you do for other people? And I say, you're absolutely right. And that's when I put Do Not Disturb on and I do an hour of DMs just chatting with people. Or that's when I research the next charity thing that I'm going to do. Or that's when I do a Starbucks giveaway, or that's when I, you know, whatever it is, it is an automatic reset and it resets your brain and it raises your self-worth. Because you know why? First of all, because it's great to do things for other people. And secondly, because it reminds you that it's not all about you. It's not all about you. We're it's a big, big world. And even though our brains can make us feel like we are the main character of the entire universe, we're only the main character of our life. And it's actually very stress relieving to remember that. Okay, so that's my number one thing. Number two, do things that you're good at. So this is something that's quite difficult for people. I mean, at least it was for me. Maybe it's easy for you. If so, I'm so proud of you. I want you to think about the things that you're good at. And this could be anything. It could be a job. It could be a hobby. It could be maybe you're really good at hosting your friends. It could be literally anything. I want you to lean into those things. And if you don't know what they are, I want you to set aside time to try and figure out what those things are. Because when you do things that you're good at, that is a direct correlation with raising your self-worth. I think that for a lot of us in our 20s, the reason why we struggle with self-worth is because we don't know what we're good at. And all the things that we thought we were good at maybe aren't relevant anymore or maybe are wrong. So for example, a lot of us, you know, we have amazing hobbies in high school and college. You know, maybe we do theater. Maybe we write for the school newspaper. Maybe we play a sport. And then all of a sudden we get chucked into the real world and like none of that really matters and we're not being validated in that way. You're not, you know, maybe you were really good at a subject in school and then all of a sudden you're in your job and maybe you're not good at your job. I mean, for me, I know that's why I took such a hit in my young 20s because I started at Gap and I was so fucking shitty at this job that I thought I was going to be amazing at. Worse, everybody else thought I was going to be amazing at. They were like, oh my God, you're our number one pick for the RMP program, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh my God, you're born for this. And then I sucked. And I had this belief that I was going to do this for the rest of my life. And that's why I think my self-worth took such a hit. So over the course of my 20s, it was about finding out, you know, what am I good at in small ways and in big ways? And I didn't find, again, I know I go on and on about it like a broken record, but I do it so that anyone out there feeling lost feels okay. Like I didn't find my job that I was good at until I was 30. It's not all about career though. It's also about other things. Like maybe you're really good at giving advice. Maybe you're really good at planning your annual friends trip away. Maybe you are really good at finding new restaurants for your friends to try on a Friday night. It could be anything. It could be so small, you guys. But I want you to do those things and I want you to feel proud. And as women, oh my God, we have so much problem. Such a big problem feeling proud. I want you to feel proud. If you are a fucking amazing wizard at finding new cool restaurants and every Friday night you're like, you guys, I got this new Ethiopian place we're gonna go try, I made a reservation, you're gonna love it, blah blah blah, I researched it on Eater and whatever, saw it on The Infatuation, whatever it is, and they go and they have a good time, I want you to feel proud of that. It's not a small thing, okay? You have to celebrate those small things. I think for me, like, one example, and see, I even feel a bit cringy saying this, but I'll share it with you. I always felt like the one thing that I had, even when I felt like I had nothing else, was I felt like I was always good at making people feel happy. And I didn't allow myself to feel proud of that until I was in my 30s. But looking back, that was something where I was always like, you know, I'm bad at my job, but I can always make my friends happy. I can always make it fun. So it could be something like that too. So number two, do things that you're good at and really feel proud about them. Okay. Number three. Dyslexia. Hello. Spend time with yourself and become your own best friend. Okay. So this is kind of connected to number two, because this is like the vehicle to get to number two. In order to figure out what you're good at, you need to spend time alone. Even if you have in a relationship, even if it's loving, blah, blah, blah. Great. We love it. Spend time alone and enjoy it. Become your own best friend. Because when you become your own best friend, you're saying, I value this person. I value myself. I like spending time with myself. I am worthy of spending time with. And people always think that I'm crazy, but I always say I have a riot by myself. Like, I don't like to be alone, but I have a riot by myself. I have private jokes with myself. I love to do a little, you know, the sparking joy thing that I always talk about. I love to do a little drive to the valley, get my favorite salad, go to Big Chill by myself, listening to Taylor Swift on blast, and really romanticizing those moments. Because again, then you are telling your brain, I am a person who's fun to have spend time with. I am a person who can stand to be with themselves alone. And that's really important, right? Because if you can't be with yourself alone, and if you don't have fun alone, and if you don't love yourself, how can you ever ask someone to love you completely? And I think this is the trap that a lot of women fall in, where they're like, they don't have that high self-worth, and then they think that getting into a relationship will raise the self-worth, but all it does is reinforce the idea that they're not good enough by themselves. And I think that that's why we have so many women who are unhappy in their late 30s and 40s and beyond. I'll be honest, I'm going for it. I didn't even fucking qualify, you guys. I'm on one today. So I know it can be hard at first. I know, because I literally hate to be alone. Like, I literally want to buy, I say all the time when I'm drunk, I'm like, I just want to work hard enough so that I can buy a big house and have all my friends move in, which is creepy. And we'll address it in another pod. I really want to do a podcast, which is called Everything That's Wrong With Me, because there are a lot of things that are wrong with me. Anyway, put a pin in it. But I do need that plug-in wall time. And when I have it, I just have a riot by myself. Like, I have this joke with myself. I'm going to sound crazy. I have this joke with myself that I'm on Top Chef, and I lay out all my ingredients when I'm alone with Vice, and I put on music, and I literally like pretend that I'm making a salad, like that's going to be presented to the judges. And it's just my little joke. And I have this specific like set of Taylor Swift songs that I listen to in the car when I go to Big Chill. And it's like my little joke with myself. And I wish I'd done that sooner. Like, I wish I'd been less afraid to be alone when I was younger, because I always thought when I was younger, like, oh, if you're spending time alone, you're like a loser. Like, what, do you not have any friends? Whatever. Untrue. Untrue. All I was doing was reinforcing to myself, like, Tinks, you need a boyfriend. You need a boyfriend. You need a boyfriend to be complete. You need a boyfriend to be whole. Now I'm like, hey, boyfriends are great, but I'm cool by myself too. And as such, I've started to attract such a higher level of person, such a higher quality level of person in casual dating, in serious dating. Water seeks its own level, baby. So when you're vibrating so high and you love yourself and you're like, I have so much fun by myself, trust me, the people that come into your life you're pulling them in with the law of attraction. Water seeks its own level. Number four, really easy one, read. I don't care. If you don't like reading that much, download an audiobook. It can be easy. It can be fiction. It can be an autobiography. It can be a silly book of poems. Just read. I just think that reading is the most, I mean, I'm projecting a little bit because for me, it's my favorite thing that I love to do, but I promise you, it raises your self-worth and it expands your mind, and that just comes back in dividends. It pays dividends, right? It doesn't matter. Don't have any judgment or shame about what you're reading. Please just read 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. You can start small. Listen to an audiobook. I don't have any fucking time, by the way, for people who say the audiobooks aren't reading. Literally get fucked. Like, pick another battle, okay? Please just read. I promise you it will raise your self-worth. Think about your screen time, your scrolling, whatever. Maybe you do it on your commute. You do, you know, 10 minutes on your walk to the subway. In your car, you do a little audiobook. I promise you, it might be hard to get into it. It will raise your self-worth. And it has saved me time and time again in periods of breakups, depression, anxiety, it teaches you about the world. Again, it really doesn't matter what books you read, but I promise you this is a really important thing. Just try to read. Okay, number five. Don't accept behavior that you wouldn't accept for your best friend. Okay? This is the lens with which I want you to date, work, friendships, everything. If you're in a situation and I want you to gut check and think, what would I say if my best friend was in this situation? I think this specifically pertains to dating, especially for my girls and gays in your 20s. If your best friend was being treated the way that you're being treated, would you be happy or would you be sad? And that's it, period. Because this one is specifically important for people who maybe are still building their self-worth, because it's a good gut check, right? We accept so much bullshit for ourselves, but when it comes to our best friends, we're like, no way. We're like, no way, dump him. Or like, no way, you have to leave that job. It's toxic or whatever. We stand up for our friends more than we stand up for ourselves when we're younger, because it's easier for us to show our love for them than it is for us to show our love for ourselves. Okay? So that is the lens with which I want you to look through everything. Would I be happy or sad if my best friend was being treated this way? Would I be happy or sad if my best friend was doing this behavior? And look, that goes to like body image too. If you wake up every day and you look in the mirror and you're like, you fucking look disgusting, like I hate you, would you allow your best friend to speak to themselves that way? No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, stop it right now. Stop it right now. And that's what I want you to do. I feel so passionately about this, you guys, because like I said, I genuinely think, not to be woo-woo, that I was put on earth to raise the worth of self-women everywhere. But also because I'm trying to, again, be the influencer that I needed when I was younger. I wish that someone had brought it to my attention. I honestly never even said the word self-worth until I was like 29, 30. So I'm calling this to your attention. I'm asking you to write these five things in your phone and try to work on them one by one. Just start with one of them. Just start with reading, or just start with doing things for others, and just see how you can build on it and build on it, because you are building a foundation for a life of love, a life of getting what you deserve, a life of pulling in happy and positive things and positive people around you. I want you guys to have strong self-worth, because that will give you a higher level of partner. And as women, you know, as Sheryl Sandberg says, one of the most important decisions that we make in our career is who we partner, is who we marry with, because that affects women. Unfortunately, we're not in a place where we are equal. And so it really matters the level of human that we choose to do life with, because that's going to affect, okay, we take out time to have kids. Are they going to support us? If we want to go back to work, are they going to support us? If we have our reproductive rights taken away, are they going to support us? Okay. So it's all connected. Higher self-worth, more love, better people. It's like that TikTok sound, better ingredients, better pizza. It's true. It's true. I really hope you found this helpful. I want to talk more about this stuff. I think for me, just like a learning curve is, I was listening back to some of my early pods and I didn't hit the nail on the head. I don't know why. I was, you know, it's to do with my qualifying thing, which I'm still working on, frankly. It's really a challenge for me, but I want to just go for it and say what I mean, and also state my intent. So I'm ending this podcast with my intent again. I want to raise your self-worth because you matter. I want you to take up space in this world, and I don't want you to accept anything less than. Do no harm, but take no shit, okay? I love you guys so much. I will see you on Wednesday. Bye!
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.